Title: Playable Break Textures from Scratch Using Session View Intermediate. Alright, let's build the kind of break texture that makes modern drum and bass feel expensive. Not a break loop slapped under the drums, but a playable, performance-ready texture system you can jam in Session View and then print into arrangement with Reedal movement. Think of break textures as the glue. They're the moving grit behind your clean kick and snare, the rhythmic shadow under your reese, the air that stops a loop from feeling like it's copy-pasted. Today you're going to take one break and turn it into multiple instruments, a slice rack you can play, a smeared texture bed that behaves like atmosphere, and a ghost layer that adds that rolling tick-tick momentum. Before we touch sound design, set up the session so it performs like DNB. Set your tempo to 172 to 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch clips or scenes, everything snaps in like a DJ mix. Later, for fills, we'll temporarily switch to 1/4 note so you can do quick turnarounds. Now create 4 tracks. An audio track called Break SRC. A MIDI track called Break Slices. An audio track called Texture BDD. And another audio track called Ghost Layer. Add 3 return tracks as well. Return is short verb. Return beat is dub delay. Return C is parallel dirt. These returns are going to make the whole thing feel like one cohesive instrument, and they let you do classic DNB throws quickly. Step 1. Choose and prep a break, but make it yours. Drop in a classic break, amen, think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Put it on break SRC. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start at 1/16. If the break is a little messy, try 1/8. But 1/16 usually gives you that tight chappy behavior that works great for slicing. If the timing's off, right-click and use warp from here, straight. Then consolidate a clean 1 or 2 bar region. That's Command or Control J. This matters because we're about to build instruments from it, and you want a clean, repeatable source. Now gain stage. Adjust clip gain so peaks hit roughly -6 dB. You want headroom because the next steps involve saturation, drum boss, Redux, all the fun stuff that clips fast. A mindset check: you are not preserving the break's natural vibe, you're harvesting it for motion. Step 2. Make it playable by slicing to drum rack. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. 1 slice per transient. Use the built-in slicing preset for now. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices on a new MIDI track. Rename that track to Break Slices if it didn't already. Now we're going to make the rack texture playable, meaning it can do clean, crushed, filtered, ghosty versions without you rebuilding it every time. After the drum rack, at EQ 8, high pass at 30 Hz. That's not your main sump track, so we're clearing out unnecessary rumble. If the break feels boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 dB. Then add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. This gives you that forward, controlled bite. Then add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 20 depending on taste. Turn boom off. Boom is cool, but break textures usually shouldn't add sub. Then add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. This is going to be one of your main performance controls later, because opening and closing a filter on textures is basically DNB 101. Inside the drum rack, make ghost notes playable. Find 3 to 6 smaller, quieter slices, little hats, tiny snare ticks, that kind of stuff. Open simpler for those pads. Shorten decay so they're tight. High pass them in the simpler filter somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz so they become tikwai air instead of mini snares. And increase velocity to volume so when you draw or play quieter notes, they still feel expressive. That dynamic ghost chatter is where roll comes from. Step 3. Build a texture bed from resampling. This is the secret sauce. The texture bed is basically, you take those slices, you play a simple pattern, then you print it to audio and destroy it in a controlled way until it feels like motion and grit, not another drum loop. On texture bed, set the input to resampling. You can also route directly from break slices if you want cleaner routing, but resampling is simple and fast. Arm texture bid. Now create a MIDI clip on break slices. Make it 2 bars. Keep the pattern simple and sparse. Use mostly hats and ghost hits. You're not writing the main drums. You're creating a rhythmic seed for the processing to exaggerate. Hit record and resample 4 to 8 bars into texture bed. Great. Now you've got audio you can treat like a sound design object. Process texture bdd heavily, but with intention. Start with Redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction around 2 to 6. Dry slash wet maybe 20 to 50%. Don't just slam it to 100. We want texture, not pure aliasing unless you're going for chaos. Then auto filter. Bandpass 12 dB. Set it somewhere between about 300 Hz and 4K Hz. This keeps it out of sub territory and also keeps it from stepping on your snare fundamental. Add resonance, but be careful. Around 0.7 to 1.2 is plenty. Then chorus ensemble. Chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 20 to 45%. Width 120 to 200. This is one of the fastest ways to turn drums into wash. If you want it to go full jungle sci-fi, add grain delay. Keep it subtle at first. 10 to 25% wet. Frequency around 500 to 2000. Pitch at 0 for neutral or minus 12 to darken. Add a bit of random pitch, like 0.1 to 0.3, to stop it feeling static. Then add a compressor, light. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms, aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing. You're holding the texture in place so it feels like a ribbon behind the drums. Finish with utility. Control width somewhere around 70 to 120%. Go easy. Super wide textures can smear your snare and your bass. Key idea. The texture bed should feel like movement and grit, not like oh, there's another drum loop underneath. Step 4. Create the ghost layer for rolling movement. On ghost layer, you can duplicate the original break, or you can resample from break slices. Either is fine. Warp it in beats mode. Preserve 1/16. Now build this chain. Auto filter first, but this time high pass 24 dB around 600 to 1200 Hz. Add a small resonance bump, around 0.8 to 1.1. This makes it talk in the upper mids and highs. Then a gate. Adjust threshold until it chops tails. Return at zero, floor at negative infinity. We want little ticks, not long cymbal washes. Now add an envelope follower and map it to the auto filter frequency. This is a really musical trick. The transients push the filter open for an instant, so the ghost layer breathes with the groove. Add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip-on, then EQ8 to tame harshness if needed, often around 3 to 6 kHz depending on the break, and send a little of this to return A, the short verb, just enough to place it in space. Step 5. Set up the return so the vibe is instant. Return A, short verb. Use hybrid reverb. Pick a room or plate. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 ms. High cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz so it stays smooth. Then EQ8 after it. High pass 200 to 400 hz so you don't cloud the low mids. Return B, dub delay. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 45%. Filter it so lows don't repeat. High pass around 300 Hz. Add subtle modulation. Then add a saturator after echo. Drive 2 to 4 dB so the repeats feel glued and exciting. Return C. Parallel dirt. Stack saturator with heavy drive, 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Add drum bus with crunch around 10 to 35%. Add EQ8 after high pass 150 to 300 Hz. Maybe a little bite around 2 to 4 kHz if you want it to cut. Keep the return level low. This is seasoning. Now step 6. Make it playable with macros and macro variations. This is where it becomes an instrument instead of a project. On texture bed, select your effects and group them into an Audino effect rack. Make 8 macros. Macro 1. Tone. Map to the auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Rizzo bite. Map to auto filter resonance. Macro 3. Crush. Map to Redux dry slash wet. Macro 4. Chorus width. Map to chorus width. Macro 5. Grain smear. Map to grain delay dry slash wet. Macro 6. Verb send. Map to send amount. Macro 7. Delay throw. Map to send B amount. Macro 8. Dirt push. Map to send C amount. Now create macro variations if you're on live 11 or 12. Make an air intro variation. Higher filter. Low crush. Wider. Make a roller bed variation. Mid band pass center, light grain, controlled width. Make a drop grit variation. More Redux and dirt, slightly narrower. Make a fill chaos variation. High grain and a momentary delay throw. Teacher note, put a utility at the very end of each texture track and map one macro to output gain. Ride at gain more than you think. Textures should move a lot, but sit quietly, supporting actor energy. Also, consider pre-fader sends for throws. If you pull a fader down and your delay tail disappears, Right-click the send knob and set it to pre. Then you can do that classic move. Mute the source. Leave the tail ringing. Step 7. Build session view scenes for arrangement energy. Create 5 to 7 scenes and name them in a way that tells you what to do. Scene 1. Intro air maybe 16 bars. Only texture bed and a touch of ghost layer. Scene 2. Pre-drop tension, 8 bars. Bring in some slice hats and ghost hits, and close the filter slowly. Scene 3. Drop roller, 32 bars. Your main drums and bass would be here, but even without them, you're balancing the texture. Not too loud, not too bright. Scene 4. Halftime wait, 8-16 bars. Launch a different slice clip with fewer hats, filter darker, add dirt. Scene 5. Filler turnaround, 1-2 bars. This is where you temporarily switch global quantization to 1/4 note, launch a fill clip, and hit a delay throw. Now record your performance. Hit arrangement record. Launch scenes live. Tweak macros live. This prints automation and gives you human movement fast. It's one of the best workflows in Ableton for DigNB, because you can perform arrangement decisions instead of drawing them. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're jamming. First, letting textures add sub or low mids. Most break textures should be high passed somewhere in the 120 to 200 range, sometimes higher, depending on how dense your bass is. If your mix starts sounding muddy, it's usually the texture bed living where your bass wants to speak. Second, overwidening. Wide is exciting, but it's also a snare smearing machine. Control width, especially when you add dirt. A nice rule is, when you push distortion or crush, narrow slightly. When you clean up, widen slightly. Third, too much transient. If your texture bed sounds like another drum loop, it's not a bed, it's competition. Soften it with compression, chorus, tiny reverb, or even drum bus with transients pulled down a bit to de-drum it. Fourth, crushing without gain staging. Redux and saturation will clip fast. Use utility to trim, keep headroom. And fifth, no variation. Static texture is dead weight. The whole point is macros plus scenes. Now let's add a couple advanced upgrades that make this feel like a living system. 1. Follow actions on the texture bed clips. Make 6 to 12 short texture clips, 1 or 2 bars each, that differ subtly. Maybe one has a slightly different filter center, one has slightly more crush, one has a little more delay send. Turn on follow action, choose next or any, chance around 30 to 70%, time 1 or 2 bars. Now your bed evolves on its own, but in a controlled way. 2. Legato for seamless switching. This audio version is shortened for playback.